this week. You want to get mad?
Mad.
Whoa, this guy's pretty mad. What do you think, Bri? Are you mad? Uh-oh, got a couple of mad boys here.
We're a mad folding cover.
We're doing an episode about mad. We did that once. I don't think it was our strongest.
No, pretty weak. Pretty weak.
Let's go back to the well with March Madness. Episode 70, I don't know.
It's something.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Welcome to Zero Issues Comic Podcast. I am Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
And we are those three people.
We're mm-hmm. the guys.
Welcome to our show. If you haven't, let me just do this. We haven't done this in a while. The three of us make art. If you don't know who we are, we haven't really stopped by here before. The three of us are comic book artists, and we love comics and just talk comics, and that's what we do.
We love comics. We celebrate comics. We also make fun of comics, but we do it in a way that
lovingly,
you know, like how you make fun of your family. But if someone else makes fun of your family, you're like, hey, be nice to Dougie. He got hit by a bus, and that's why his body and mind is that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
You be nice to Jesus.
You're not going to get your wine and weird crackers.
Yep. It's like kind of ricey. That's the rule.
I had a flashback because I just watched Orgasmo.
Oh, yeah.
Shortly ago.
Without us?
Sorry.
Rude.
I don't think I've ever actually
seen it.
Whoa.
Brian, we got to watch Orgasmo with you.
All right.
It's a good film.
It's not today, but it's going to happen.
There's this guy from Jesus? Because you said Jesus. I thought.
Yeah.
Stuntcock.
You gotta have a stunt car. Anyway.
Hey, how you doing?
Anyway.
God, it's such a good film.
It is so good.
God. It's not a movie. It's a film.
Yes.
This is happening. This is the Zero Issues guarantee. They're going to make me watch Orgasmo.
Yeah, anytime.
And you'll understand what makes a man.
Now you're a man. Man. A manny, manny, man.
Finally, I'm going to know.
My own.
Now you're a man.
Anyways, we are doing March Madness. There's going to be a big fight. But first, we're going to start with a warm-up where we fight.
Fight, 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 fight. The fight, 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 fight. Fight.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right, welcome to a brand new game that I just made up, and I'm sure I'm ripping it off from
just two
somewhere.
Seconds ago. You just did it.
Just 2 seconds ago, I came up with this. We often use the 1992 or 1991? 91 Marvel trading cards collection that I have. But the game here, and I'm going to go through the explanation for the listeners so they understand this, but the idea here, don't show your cards.
I'm showing them to myself.
Don't
look at my cards.
Don't hold them up.
This guy's looking at my cards.
Fucking jackass. Don't hold them up.
Card looker.
I'm going to go through this and then we can come up with a name because I don't have a name for this. So we already divvied up some cards. That come down. I look you in the eye and you hold
stop.
It
look.
Up.
Don't look me in the eye.
Look me in the boobs.
Never look
and
me
no
in the
kiss,
eye.
Eyes no are kissing.
We already divvied up the cards. We took them out of the deck without seeing which what they were because you don't get to choose them. You just randomly get 8 cards. We all have 8 character cards. The goal is to get rid of all your cards or have the least amount in the end. The first player, we're going to roll a die. Whoever gets the highest roll goes first. The first player puts a card down. The idea is the first person puts that down clockwise. The next player plays a character card that could beat or equal that character. Arguments could be made if need be, but it has to be reasonable. Like as an example I used was Punisher beating Doctor Strange. They're both just human, and he could just shoot him. That's not really realistic.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
what if he had his weird angel guns?
Ugh.
Nobody remembers that.
What if Doctor Strange was tripping balls and he just couldn't see
what if Doctor Strange had his angel guns?
Well, that's true. You don't know. He might have them.
Probably. Now, like, probably if you have does. Like Daredevil versus Spider-Man, that's a little more arguable.
Yeah.
And if an argument needs to, a discussion of that needs to happen, then we do that and then we decide.
Okay.
So the first person goes, and obviously the first one who goes, you want to go as human as possible, right? Because you want to start low,
as low ranking. Build
up. Yeah. The idea is first person goes, second person matches or has someone that can beat them.
Right.
Third has somebody who can match or beat them, and you slowly go up. So you don't want to play on the second one. You don't want to throw down a Thanos.
We are basically playing. I think we said this earlier. We're basically playing a hole.
Yeah.
Is the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wesley Wipes.
Yes.
So you run that until you either run out of cards or you get to somebody who are like, I don't have a card that can either match or beat that. And if that happens, if that does happen, that person then misses their turn, and then the next two each have the opportunity to take a turn,
right,
and then play ends.
Right.
Okay. And at the end of that, now, see how whoever has the least amount of cards.
If two people can't go, can one person put on top of their own card?
Oh,
if both, well, yes, because if any one person can't go, you've only got
you
one
go to chance the to go. You've got one chance,
and then that's it.
Yeah, Mom Spaghetti, got it.
Yep. Mom Spaghetti rules.
Mom Spaghetti does rule.
It's true, actually.
All right. She uses like sausage in it.
And I did write. The player with the least cards wins. Mm-hmm. If the players have this, if there's some players that have the same number of cards, players punch each other in the face until a victor emerges.
Right.
Okie doke.
And that's the game.
So, who goes first?
We're going to roll this die.
Highest goes.
Lowest. We got two.
Lowest blows.
Suck a fish.
I got
six.
Guess who's going first?
Thanks for bringing it right in my reaching area. That was
happy,
good.
Happy to do it.
Five.
Okay.
So, you're up.
Okay.
Okay.
I will play Sasquatch from Alpha Flight.
Ooh. Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
Play low, motherfucker.
That's as low as I had, I gotta tell you.
Son of a bitch.
So who's next then?
I think it would
be me.
Oh,
is it?
Okay. It'll be
clockwise. Oh, clockwise. Okay.
Oh, we're doing. Oh, okay.
Clockwise.
Yeah.
All right. Who you got? Who can take on Sasquatch, but not by a lot?
Okay, and this could be argued.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jubilee.
Explain.
It's not a strength thing, but it's a she's been trained by the X-Men, and she's got pretty hefty pyrokinetic kind of powers.
It's true. Actually, over time, they've improved, increased so much where she's actually very powerful.
Yeah,
if she wants
like,
to be.
It's small explosions I'm sending in your. So could, she could at least
Be
on par
Has
and
been,
keep him
you
back.
Know, trained with Wolverine.
Yeah.
So he maybe gave some pointers. Look, here's how you beat all of Alpha Flight really quick.
That's like day one training.
Yeah.
Bunch of assholes.
Here's how you take Puck out.
Just take a crystal beer and throw it.
Yeah.
Oh, like this crystal beer right here?
Like the crystal beer you have in your hand?
This crystal cool clear lager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. So we went from Sasquatch to Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you guys bought that. Sure.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I'm just in the interest of the game.
Yeah.
I don't think for a second.
See, like, the thing is...
Out of kayfabe, no chance.
Yeah. If your lowest card is like, just there's no way...
Yeah.
Then maybe go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
Well, whatever you gotta do is you go.
I'm gonna go Sauron.
Sauron.
All right. Who is a pterodactyl man who likes making dinosaurs, and he can drain energy and fly, and pretty strong, I assume. Also, can like stab you with his beak.
Mm. Think he could beat Jubilee?
I mean,
he could beak Jubilee.
I mean, again, if he, like, drains mutant powers, like, if he, you know what I mean? As long as he can grab a hold.
It's beating or matching, or at least kind of, like, give a decent fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could always look on the backs and see what their power scales are.
I think Sauron could beat Jubilee.
I think so.
Sauron, you need a couple guys to take him out normally.
Yeah, usually.
Or one ferocious killer, like Sabretooth.
Oh!
I think Sabretooth could... beat Sauron.
You're probably right about
that. Out-savage the savage guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a group. Huh.
And if you say no, then that's fair.
Still good. Okay, I'm going to see your saber tooth and raise you a Ghost Rider.
Ooh.
You think he'd penance stare him?
I think the two of them could at least... They have very different kind of fighting sets.
Yeah.
Like power sets.
Right.
But
I'd like to see them fight, actually.
It would be an interesting fight.
Yeah.
Like, Ghost Rider does have the strength and all... Everything that comes with the fire, the
penance fire,
the chains, whatever, he pees fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Ghost Rider. And at the time, that was Danny Ketch, I believe.
I believe it's Ketch.
This is Danny Ketch.
Okay.
6'2". God damn, Danny.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, Daniel.
What's the boots?
I see your Ketch, and I raise you an original Ghost Rider, Danny Blaze. Oh, nice. Yeah. On his like red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
As an aside, I was at Toys R Us the other day, and I was so tempted. They have, like, in that Legends series.
Like the littler,
The ghost, the original Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider with the red motorcycle.
I mean, like, that was a motorcycle ridden by a Ghost Rider who didn't need to impress you.
No.
He doesn't need to impress you.
No.
He's Ghost Rider. He's already got a flaming skull head. Like, come on.
So... I'm going to have to go a little further into my deck.
Uh-oh.
Because who's going to beat Ghost Rider? Wolverine.
Because
Wolverine beats everybody. Often. Not always, but I think he could beat Ghost Rider.
Might be right.
Yeah. Or at least balance it.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that, and this is not even arguable, because there's already a book about it. Spider-Man.
Oh, now do you have Gray Hulk over there, Bri? Because we're making a little Fantastic Four team.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. Unfortunately, I don't.
So Spider-Man versus Wolverine, easily.
Yeah. You know, oh my. Ooh. I'm gonna go. The best shot I have here is Deathlok. You think Deathlok could take Spidey?
No.
No. Well. Then fuck me. So what do I do? I have to keep
okay,
it.
Okay, so you don't have anything that can match?
Yeah, never mind. I'm going to...
Yeah, yeah.
If you have to up it, then you up it.
Yeah, I'll up it. I'll up it.
Otherwise...
Up it.
Ulick. Yeah!
No, Ulick.
He's stronger than Spider-Man. He fights Thor.
Absolutely.
Spider-Man couldn't take Thor. He couldn't. So I think it's a debate.
Well, it's not even a debate. It's you either match or go higher. Easily, Ulick is higher.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Fair enough.
There we go.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But then that makes it more difficult for Kyle.
Yeah.
Adam fucking Warlock.
Oh. Damn.
Okay.
Him. That guy.
Yeah, where do I go with this?
This escalated too much, maybe.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you can't match it or just notch it up a bit, it gets tricky. Yeah.
I feel like I got a really good...
I know. I have a good overall, but we skipped my very
mid-range?
Human, human guys to start with. So you got Adam Warlock, and I hate to do this. But Thanos.
Another Adam Warlock.
Oh my god!
We got Thanos. Okay.
That's the immediate match.
Okay.
Who can match up with Thanos?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice, you know what?
Marvel, the original Captain Marvel.
I cannot go on top of that.
You cannot go on?
No.
Okay, so now that Kyle is like, I can't go, I have a turn, then Bri has a turn, and we go from there. Thor.
Whoa! All right, well, I mean...
That's Matt.
Yeah, I say matchable. For sure. I for say for sure.
You're in that upper range.
Fin Fang Foom. Do you think Fin Fang Foom could... No? You don't think so?
Thor? No.
Nah.
No, sorry.
That's all I got. I don't think the Punisher can do it. Like, literally, after the first card, I'm like, yeah, the Punisher's got nothing. He's got nothing he can do. Like,
Hobgoblin.
I might have had a moment for Hobgoblin, especially demonic Hobgoblin, but the minute Ghost Riders were in the... Nah, forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yep.
So, no, I think I... Unfortunately...
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I can
so
do anything.
So then we end there.
Yeah.
I have three cards left.
I have four.
Four.
Boom!
Merc wins. So who did you have left?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Starting from the bottom.
Yep. Now you're here.
Union Jack.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which, all right.
Like, no yeah. powers, just a dude.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
Ooh, yeah.
Some powers, but yep. pretty
yeah.
street level.
Yeah.
And then Captain Britain.
Ooh.
Which could have played at a certain point, but then we jumped up a little bit.
Yeah.
I
was
feel
like, ooh, that's...
All three of them could just beat the ever-loving shit out of the Punisher.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And should.
Yeah.
I had... Iron Fist, who I was going to play on top of Sabretooth.
Ooh, that makes sense.
The Thing.
Yeah.
The Green Goblin.
Oh.
And Magneto.
Oh,
man, you had some... You had some power players.
Yeah, but I did, but like, as soon as we jumped up to...
As soon as you get an Adam Warlock.
I mean, I put Adam Warlock in because... Who was Adam Warlock played on top of? Spider-Man?
No.
Ulick.
Yeah.
I don't think Magneto could have beaten Ulick.
As soon as you got licked...
Yeah.
You lick, we lick, we all lick.
Wouldn't you like to be a lick or two?
Yes.
It's a licker tape parade. Anyways.
She has tape?
What the f***?
This week for the main topic, we're doing March Madness, which we've done many times before. We picked eight characters, and we're going to make them fight to see who the best one is. The theme for this one is they're all sort of animal-based characters.
Okay.
So.
Or somehow animal-linked.
Yes, linked to animals.
I say that like I didn't already know that. Like, yes, is it? Well, is it?
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we picked them weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the first round, we have Lobster Johnson versus... Comet the Super Horse.
And this don't know jack about Comet the Super Horse. Well,
and this is specifically, this isn't post-crisis 90s Comet the Super Horse.
No, this
Who was a lady that turned into a male centaur.
Yeah.
90s Supergirl was interesting. This is the original, this was a horse that was originally a centaur in like way back in the old Greek times.
Centaur times.
Yeah. Yeah, the times when there'd be a centaur who was turned into a horse, drank a potion that was supposed to turn them into a human, but it turned them into a full horse.
Okay.
But they also have Superman-like powers.
I feel like we talked a bit about this.
We've talked about
it. They have an uncomfortable infatuation with Supergirl.
Comet has actually been in a March Madness before. I think like the second March Madness.
Oh.
I think they fought Buona Ray Beast, which was half Beta Ray Bill and half Buona Beast.
This is how these things tend to go. Yeah.
Merc made that one.
I thought you mispronounced that, and I totally forgot about that. Because I made that up.
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I was like, what the fuck is that? but yeah, so Lobster Johnson fights a horse.
Nobody blink! Face it straight!
I mean, it's a horse with the powers of...
It's a horse with X-ray vision.
Yeah.
He'll see right through his moves.
That's right.
As excited as I am, much like David Harbour is, to see Lobster Johnson, it's a super horse. I don't know if I'd... Lobster Johnson might be able to defeat a regular horse.
I think he could definitely defeat a regular horse.
Yeah.
He just burns that horse's hair with his lobster patch.
I think a regular horse could beat Lobster Johnson.
Also, Lobster Johnson does have guns, so could shoot a regular horse.
That's true.
But this is a bulletproof horse.
That's true.
Yep.
And again, like even the claw is not going to do a damn thing, as far as I'm concerned.
No. Nope. I think that's it's
as sad
easy...
as this is for Lobster Johnson, as this is for the incomparable Thomas Hayden Church, no, the horse takes
easy,
it.
An easy stallion finish.
Yeah.
That horse is turning him into glue.
Ooh.
Could you turn human bones into glue?
There's only one way to find out, Kyle.
He's going to crack those claws and suck out the meat.
Ew. God.
Okay. So, okay, Comet wins.
He's going to take Supergirl out to,
seafood and then be like, you're eating your friend.
Yeah, he thinks it's a date, but like, you know, the horse thinks it's a date, but like Supergirl is just like, is this a person?
But the horse thinks it's a date.
It's a lobster.
Yeah.
He just clomps twice.
Mm. Yeah. Clomp twice for yes.
Just focus on those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
KO!
So next up is Ursa Major versus Swarm.
Let's party!
Oh, bees versus
bears.
Bear.
And bees. Bears and bears. Bees.
Okay.
Living Nazi, together. Nazi mass
bees.
Hysteria. Yeah.
Nazi bees.
And I think we have to address first
and
that.
Commie bears.
Yeah.
Nazi
we have
bees.
To address first
Nazi
that, yes,
bees.
Yes, yes,
versus
because
commie bears.
Historically, Russians defeat Nazis. Mm. So, I mean, there is that already. There is that,
already.
But traditionally, bees defeat bears.
That's yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen any Winnie the Pooh, you will know
this. That's true. He wants that
and
honey.
There's been plenty of times that the Nazis did defeat the Russians on certain battles.
I mean, that is true.
In certain battles.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's, okay, so like...
Teach me about the bears and the bees.
See, the thing is, okay, so there's a lot of bees. He's made of bees.
Yes.
He's a skeleton under
there,
right?
Which one is made of bees?
Commie bees?
Yeah,
Swarm's made of bees.
No, if only. Yeah, Swarm's made of bees. And a lot of bee stings. I mean, I don't believe that Ursa Major... For a couple of reasons, this isn't going to end in a My Girl kind of a way, because I don't think...
in a My Girl?
Yeah.
My EpiPen.
Yeah, he's not... Ursa Major, I don't think
he's
allergic
to bees. He needs his glasses!
Ursa Major needs his glasses. Just edit a big bear in there. You know, if he's not, like, allergic. And he's a big bear person.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Swarm is made of bees. But, regular size...
Wait, which
like
one's made of bees?
Oh, my God. But like, so there's like a human skeleton under there, even frankly, like, you know what I mean? Like this is, you know, it's like a human sized, I don't know. I just feel like that bear might be too big for bees to take down.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Too many bee sounds, but.
And you know what? I think nailed it when you said like the bears versus bees.
Yeah.
In a general sense.
Yeah.
Bears go for honey and they're like, I don't really care if I'm.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
Yeah, and you know what? You can get
I don't
stung.
Care about your political
you
ideologies.
You can get stung a bunch of times.
Bees.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, you know, it's going to maybe, like, you know.
Maybe like, oh,
Ursa Major's
right in the
not
going
to be happy afterwards. It's going to be, like, awful. But
I feel like Swarm should have been made of wasps. That would have probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Murder wasps.
Yeah. Or just any kind of wasps. Because bees, they sting you once and they're dead, right?
That's true.
See, depends
that's
on the
true.
Bee. Depends on the bee.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends on the kind of bee. Did also, you know like, that?
We're gonna learn a lot.
Yeah, bumblebees can sting.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know that.
Are they a bee?
They're not every bee can sting.
What?
Yeah.
What's a bee that can't sting?
The ones that can't.
Grumblebees. Applebees.
Applebees.
All they can do is give you.
They make you pie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They give you hot Cajun Thai slammers. Now, what is a slammer? You may ask. Well. Kind of like a popper.
Yeah.
Popper
and
slammer.
A popper is
slammer.
Not unlike a finger.
And they serve it to you in a big glass and you have to slam it.
I got fingered at Applebee's?
Now that's an episode
title.
Oh
my God.
Or a bumper sticker.
Too many. Too many episode titles.
Yeah. Too many cooks.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, too many bees.
At Applebee's.
At Applebee's.
Too many bees at Applebee's.
So.
Just.
Welcome
like,
to
what I expected.
This is a good episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so the bear wins.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a major win.
Oh, the bear wins. Which one is the bear?
You win!
The one right. that isn't a Nazi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up is Beppo the Super Chimp.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Duckman.
Yeah.
It's Duckman.
From the show Duckman.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander.
What the hell are you staring at?
Get ready, fighters!
Oh.
Yeah. It's just
Jason
Duckman.
Alexander.
He's a detective. He's a
slash family man.
Slash family man.
You know, Duckman.
I feel like I know it, but I don't know it.
Well, it's a.
You
it's
let
a
you
show.
down and thrust your pelvis.
Yeah.
You thrust your pelvis.
It's a.
You thrust your pelvis.
I feel
Klasky,
like there's no
what,
powers involved
one,
at all.
Klasky Zupo.
Klasky Zupo Classic.
I feel like there's no powers involved at all.
There's no power. No.
He's just an irate duck. Yeah, he's very angry, and he's
kind of like Howard. Kind of like Howard the Duck.
Yeah. He sort
less
of,
clothes.
Not unlike a South Park situation, he does murder some teddy bear little cuties pretty much every episode.
So, Beppo being a super chimp
Yeah.
Just going to tear him to shreds.
Chimp. Yeah. And,
oh my God. I forgot that chimps do that.
Yeah.
He's going to take his genitals right off.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And stuff him in his ass.
He won't be able to thrust his pelvis ever again.
I'm going to beepo you up.
Yeah.
Beepo.
No, I mean like.
Beepo. Okay. Every time I swear or anybody swears from now, take this sound. Beepo.
I think it's Beppo.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's beepo now.
Okay.
Because it's we're beeping it out.
Beepo.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not doing that.
So yeah, Beppo. I wanted to
whatever
see.
Whatever I swear, it's going to be the. I'm not doing that. Okay, so Beppo wins?
I think so.
Beepo wins.
Beepo Beppo.
As tragic as Beepo it is Beppo. That Duckman didn't go further. Yeah, you can't compete against Beppo.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Perfect!
Okay, and finally, in the Battle of the Tees, Tapeworm versus...
What?
I don't know who Tapeworm. Tapeworm?
Tapeworm.
You said Tapeworm.
Oh, that was mine. It was so long ago.
I don't know who or what Tapeworm. Okay, I know what a Tapeworm.
It's in my head somewhere, but I'm gonna.
You got worms in your head, and it will go.
Yeah.
To fight Topo, the octopus.
The octopus.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Tapeworm.
So Tapeworm versus an octopus.
Triumph or die.
I'm assuming I was choosing the DC Tapeworm. So he's. I don't know if there's a Marvel Tapeworm.
Well, there's the Dark Horse Tapeworm, the Image Tapeworm,
and
Dynamite Tapeworm.
Well, there's the
Top Cow Tapeworm.
There's the Amalgam Tapeworm,
which
is it's Batman and Wolverine, but not in the way you'd think.
Gold Key Tapeworm.
Yeah.
So, he first appeared, I think, in Tim Drake Robin comics. So, yes, indeed, I did pick this character. So he can grow. He has like a big worm thing. He can like grow that body and
grow that body, that body. Make sure you
stretch it up,
nobody.
And he can use it like a big snake thing. But he's like a tapeworm. He can regenerate, and his limbs can get cut off and I believe grow back.
I feel like
he's a big tapeworm.
This is gross.
Man. It's gross.
And I feel like we understand why this has not been used very often.
Yeah.
And he's fighting a giant octopus, you
say. Looks, I mean, like, that's not going to show you too much, but he's got a big, wormy, tapeworm body, and he's got some...
He's a bit of a snake man, but he's a worm.
Yeah, a bit of a snake man,
He's a worman.
Yeah, yeah. And I think his arms are stretchy like worms,
You'll
too.
Be a worm,
you know what?
Soon.
You'll be...
Okay, tapeworm and the other one. I've already forgotten the other one.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah.
So...
I can topple that.
Can you?
Yeah. Wow. Octopus are incredibly smart.
Yeah.
They have like eight
brains.
You
know, you always hear that, but I've never seen an octopus like do something that I can't do. And I'm not that smart.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank you.
But, can you live underwater for a long time?
That's not a question of smart, okay?
I mean...
You can't judge me by my ability to live underwater, just like you can't judge an octopus on its ability to watch... all of the cutscenes in the new Final Fantasy game, so you don't have to play it. Pretty smart.
just the idea of like how many times they escape their own aquariums and with like going and completely condense their forms and then get through very small.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
But being able to squish yourself into like, things. I need to get out of here. How can I get out of here? This is how I do this. They wait and they're very aware of. The people around them. I've seen some videos on that where it's like somebody owns one, they have it in a tank, they wait until the owner has left, and then like, they're gone. Now I can do this.
Yeah.
And they
now I'm gonna have a party and invite
now
all my
I'm
friends
invite,
over.
Invite my friends over, and it's Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
And it was awkward because we have different political views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
where's Hank 3?
Oh, more awkward.
I don't know anything about these people. Just guys named Hank.
Yeah.
So Topo is like, I assume, smarter than your average octopus.
Bear.
Or Ursa Major.
We might find out about that later.
Yeah, maybe. And I mean, like, Tapeworm, again, has like the big wormy thing that can grab you, but I like how.
I have eight of those.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, like.
And I have a big beak.
Yeah. I feel like Topo can, like, just sort of slip out of that.
He's
no problem.
He's going to come out on Topo.
No problem. And has eight of them. And you know what I mean? Like, I. Yeah. And Tapeworm can regenerate and stuff, but I don't think Tapeworm can breathe underwater.
Yeah.
And Topo could just...
it all matters. It's really a matter of where this fight's happening.
Well, that's true.
And if he can pull him underwater.
A desert.
The desert.
Topo's... No. Yeah. No. It's...
Topo's... I'm not going to
listen,
do that.
Tape...
You know what? Topo's smart enough that he brings some water with him.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little puddle so to drown is him octopus. In. Also, like, can shoot probably ink in his face, and then he can't see.
Yeah. Ooh, ink in the eye.
I mean, like, tapeworm is just not walking out of this.
Okay.
Or slithering out of this.
Double? Yep.
Yeah.
I can't believe my eyes!
All right, so in the semifinals, Ursa Major versus Comet.
Ooh.
It's a bear and a horse. Tale as old as time. A bear and a horse.
So, Ursa Major is strong.
Yep.
Being a big bear, but is that super horse strong?
That super horse is strong and fast.
And can fly.
And can fly.
Does he have heat vision too?
Yeah, like, he's got like...
How far does he go?
He's got all the Superman powers.
Does I he? Assume. Okay.
But no vulnerability to kryptonite.
That's... Well, there you go.
Because that would be absurd.
Yeah.
But Ursa Major. Tell me more about Ursa Major. Please?
Just
somebody?
Just a big bear.
Just a really? Big bear.
You know, I'll
like, and really, like, they're just huge, durable... Kind
from
of.
Like the same sort of team as like Red Guardian.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Darkstar and
Darkstar. Right. That's yeah. them. Yeah.
That's yeah.
The Soviet super soldier.
Soviet super soldier. Yeah, yes.
And yeah.
Then the dude with the sickle and the hammer.
Yeah.
Darkstar's brother, whoever that is. Can't remember the name.
Yeah. So I think basically the powers are just the powers of a bear. The powers of a big bear. I
feel like it's got a lot, but it's a super horse.
It's a super horse.
It is a super horse.
Just gonna hoof you in the head. Problem.
They both have the intelligence of
take your
like,
head right off.
You know, they both have like you know good level of like human intelligence too.
Yeah, they're not as smart as Topo, but
not as Topo. No, God, no.
He's got
but,
eight brains.
Yeah, that's
one in each arm.
Yeah,
that's
I just don't see. I just power level wise, there's no way. It's gotta it's gotta be the horse.
Yeah, that horse is gonna kick that guy's head in.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Shouldn't have been a bear.
Grin and Barrett. He's gonna ride this to the finish.
That's great. Super excellent.
Next up is a couple people with sound effects for names. That's right. Topo and Beppo.
Ooh.
And Chico and Harpo.
This is a tough one because again, depending on where this fight takes
place. Because Beppo is smart as an ape.
Yeah, not super smart, but does have a fair amount of power as a super...
Yeah.
So here's my question. What would your average chimp do if they saw an octopus? Would they know how to react to an octopus?
You know those videos of when you see
when
a small chimp
attack?
Just freaking out?
Yeah.
I think it'll be like, wah!
Yeah, but like they're normally freaking out around like a human.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like it would be that tenfold.
Yeah.
And what the hell?
Just gonna
is
throw
that?
So much poop at him. Just all the poop.
Anger.
Yeah.
Anger. Repressed anger.
But I mean, like, Topo like lives in the ocean and everything just sort of poops everywhere anyway, so it doesn't even faze him.
I feel like if Topo could get a hold
of
Beppo,
yeah,
it would be like just wrap. Pull under the water, but then
Topo's move is drown.
Yeah.
It's
but then
Topo
is it
drown?
Yes, that it's a Pokemon that only has one move, but it always works.
But Beppo being a super Beppo
or super chimp,
would he punch a hole right through an octopus?
Ooh,
I probably
because
he's got that chimp strength.
He's got the little fingers. You have eight arms, but I got little chimp fingers.
You don't. You
chimp
might not know
fingers.
Where
like
where
chicken fingers, but
an octopus's genitals are. But Beppo's gonna find them.
He's gonna pull out your beak,
not in
and
a good
stuff
way.
Stuff it
no,
in your
way. No.
Your eight genitals.
Yeah. Oof. I mean.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, if a chimp, I don't know. I don't know if anyone could walk
grabby,
away
grabby.
From that.
They're just so grabby. They're gonna get your hat.
They got those.
They're gonna get
your
phone.
They're going to get your pack of smokes, and they're going to start smoking.
Yeah, pack of smokes, and then they're going to tear you in half.
Yeah.
But I just want Topo just constantly trying to light a cigarette, and he's like, taking him away. That's the whole fight.
Yeah. Runs out of cigarettes, like, I quit.
Yeah, he's running out of cigarettes.
Aquaman.
And he's, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, I think we've agreed Beppo's winning that.
I think so, yeah. I don't think...
You have fists of God!
When they're a super animal, I feel like it's hard to
it's
compete. So it really was always going to come down to this.
So, yeah, that's the issue. We've got two super animals.
Super chimp.
Yeah, super horse versus super chimp. Now, I will say, before we get into this, I did have a couple more notes about Comet.
Okay.
So So Comet has, according to comics, the might of Jupiter, the wisdom of Athena, the speed of Mercury, and the telepathic powers of Neptune. Neptune, of course, famous for his telepathy.
Yeah.
This is like weird Shazam.
Yeah. Also, each time a comet passes through the solar system that he's in, he turns into a man.
What?
Just so you know.
What?
And for a very brief transition, he is a centaur for, you know, maybe 8 seconds.
Yeah.
So we've had several fights, but you brought all this up.
Yeah. I forgot to bring it up earlier. I mean, right. It never really came into play. Yeah. He just kicked a guy in the
unless
head
unless there
him.
Was a comet going by.
Yeah.
That's true. Is there a comet going by?
That's, you know, maybe there is. I mean, like, it's Chekhov's comet. We got to... We mentioned it. It's got to come
into
play.
Yeah, now that I mentioned the comet, of course. Yeah.
So, I mean, but the thing is, though, if he turns back into a man, is he a powerless man, or is he, like, still a superman? Or is he only super when a horse?
He's a man with the power of a horse.
I think he's only super when he's a horse.
Okay. Well, if a comet happens to go overhead during this fight, he is getting mauled to death.
Yes.
Horrifically.
I also feel like... monkeys are so weird, and they just freak every other animal out.
Yeah.
You just throw a monkey at something, and they're all like, what the hell? Like,
even if a horse, it's just like, you know, he has the mind, of a person, but it's just like,
I would say this horse would actually be better suited if they didn't have the mind of a person.
Yeah, I would say. You're right, because exactly, you know, it's...
Y'all see Nope?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good. And also, you're right.
Scary for horses. And chimps.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Oh,
and weird UFO things.
Yeah.
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 The movie was okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I always like Peele.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they both have superpowers.
I just feel like a monkey on the back of a horse.
Yeah.
Would.
Oh, Planet of the Apes.
Would just win.
Okay. I heard a stand-up bit about that. Oh. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Right.
Graham Clark is a delightful comedian, though.
Cool. Right.
Except for a Juno.
I do feel like, yeah, the sheer chaos of a super chimp. I don't know. The horse with the... You're right. Even if with the powers, I feel like...
Well, because they both have almost equal power.
That's true.
Like, they're both super-duper Superman.
Yeah. But I mean, that chimp is, like, literally going to have
just chaos incarnate.
Not going to have any thought to hold back. Not going to have any, you know what I mean? It's just going to, like, use those
powers.
Just
those little fingers, like, just tearing muscles and...
Oh, no.
Just tear a hole right through it.
Ugh.
And it would be a big bloody mess. And you just have this bloody carcass, just a monkey standing, a super monkey standing in a bloody pile.
So exactly like Nope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very much.
Well... I mean, I can't argue against it.
Won't argue against it.
Yeah. And also, like, Beppo knows on an instinctual level that Comet's way too creepy towards Supergirl, and this is a problem that's got to be dealt with.
Inappropriate.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, kind of team Beppo now. Not going to lie.
Game over.
You know, we used to do a thing where we would we'd sort of have, like, a tournament of champions, and we'd have all the winners. I don't want anyone else to fight this freaking monkey.
Nope. No, it's not. No, it's not
terrible.
Right.
It's going to be... He's going to rip the Punisher's dick off. And Punisher's going to be like, yeah, I beat Shadowcat. What's next? Oh, it's a monkey ripping my dick off.
Also, the Punisher couldn't beat Shadowcat.
No, but, you know, what if?
he just told people he did.
Yeah.
No, you shot in my direction and I just stood there as it went through.
And I left because it was boring.
So
and
you're
I was
trying
bored.
To tell me that you tried to shoot a teenage girl? Why would you do that, Frank?
Crime.
Yeah.
Crime never changes.
One would argue that it should, and he also should.
In the end, monkeys win.
Yep. That's really, I mean, that's kind of a rule of comics in general, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, if they could be riding a motorcycle, and the background could be purple, and something could be on fire.
And a dinosaur?
Yeah.
There's seven things, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. The motorcycle has to be original Ghost Rider's Hot Rod Red Beauty.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's what it's got
to
be.
You know what? That's what didn't sell me on that toy.
Yeah.
It just looks so... The motorcycle looks cheap.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Just got like a shitty dirt bike.
If they just had Ghost Rider on its own, I would just buy that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Personal side. Anyways,
we have
this this is the show for very serious Ghost Rider toy opinions, and yes. we are going to share them anytime we can. So enjoy.
But until then.
Yeah.
Until when? Yeah. Who are we?
I assume next week.
And when are we?
I'm Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Merconaut like astronaut on Instagram.
My name is Bri Kotick. You can find me at WelcomeToHereafter.com, which is my comic. Still on hiatus. I'm hoping there's a lot of ideas, a lot of stuff I want to do soon, and I just might have the time to do it. So that'll be neat.
Do it.
As well, you can find me on social media at my name, which is BRYKOTYK. I am on Instagram and Blue Sky and Tumblr.
And my name is Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Instagram.
Me. Yeah. He's the Kyle Lees.
That's the me.
One and only.
Wow, 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 wow.
Any other Kyle Lees are going to get sued.
Yeah, well, they're in jail. So,
well, good.
One of them, at least.
Oh. Well.
Because you put him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again.
Many times as necessary.
Also, big thank you to K. Preston Merkley, a.k.a. Ocean City Defender, for making the groovy, groovy music that you hear in this and every single episode. If you want to support their work, check out Ocean City Defender or Leisure Time?
Class.
Leisure Damn class. It. I always get it every time. Leisure Class Audio. They do like audio plugins and sound sampling and stuff like that.
Do it.
Yeah.
He's a very, very talented musician and a lovely gent. And we definitely recommend
his work. He has been even a guest on the show.
That's true. Been a while, but
we should have him back again. Yeah. Another musical episode.
Yeah. Now that you've moved.
That's true. Yeah.
That was where we had it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show for a long time.
Yeah.
We're coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
And the way things are going.
We're past 10 years.
No. We'll be 10 years in April.
Oh,
I thought. Yeah. 10 years in mid-April.
Yeah. And the way things are going, we might just indeed be doing the show until the heat death of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay. Death. Heat style. Well, it's not. It's
Cajun style.
It's cold. Yum. Okay, bye. Zero issues.
End on a high note.
Yeah.